not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Oh, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, May 23rd, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, with you for the next 2 hours. Got a good show for you today. I don't have any guests today, but I'm going to have an interesting show because I'm going to expose somebody today, and I'm not going to tell you who it is right yet, so you have to stick with me, okay? Before I get into that, though, I'm going to go into my normal announcements. And as always, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, it's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Just send Bobby an email. He'll send you out one postage paid, and you can review it, bone up on it, show it to your friends. And hopefully, we'll wake some more people up. Let's see. The gas out. Again, I press this, folks, because gas is already at over $3 a gallon, and by midsummer, it's going to be $4 unless we don't make and do our efforts to keep those costs down. So do not buy any gas at Mobil or Exxon and tell all your friends the same thing. Just boycott them. Don't buy any gas from them, period. Hopefully we can at least keep the gas a little bit lower than what they want it to be. On the pledge drive, as you know, we're still on a pledge drive. RBN is on a pledge drive. We're making progress. We're still not there yet. But I want to read off the donations from yesterday and thank these people. William from Texas, $200. Thank you very much, William. We really appreciate that. Timmy in Maine, $40. John in Pennsylvania, $50. Nanette in Texas, $10. And Eric in Pennsylvania, $25. Thank you guys so much. Again, if you haven't already donated, I would strongly appreciate it if you do. Excuse me. As I said, we're making progress. We're not quite there yet. You guys are helping. But the ones that have not donated, I want to center on. And the ones that have donated, if you can, donate a little more. We'd really appreciate it. The ones that haven't donated, just think about how good you feel when you do. It's a good feeling to know that you're supporting something that's bringing valuable information to you. So if you would, click on republicbroadcasting.org and go in there to PayPal, make a donation, or you can send your donations to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can just simply get on the phone, call 1-800-724-2719, talk to Sandra or Julie. They're both lovely ladies, and they'll be happy to talk to you. So with that, let's see, moving right along here. I was handed an article before I went on the air today, which I thought was interesting. I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but before I get into exposing who it is that I'm going to expose, I want to read just a few snippets out of this because I find it interesting that there's somebody trying to organize our daily lives for us. How do you like that? It's getting to the place, and this is where they want it, that you won't have to do anything. They will do it all for you. I don't like that. That sends shivers down my spine. But it looks like that's what they're shooting for. And who are they? Huh. No different than Google. I'll read a little of that snippet when I get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with me. I'll be back in three. Got a good show today. We're going to expose somebody.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I forgot to mention, and I wanted to point this out, for those of you who heard my show yesterday, I had Don Nikoloff on. We were giving updates on Leo Wanta and the old Blackwater and a couple other issues, Tavistock. And I had a caller call in, Michael, and they got the whole show took a turn and got into rock and roll and you know, selling their soul and occult in rock and roll. And I took that as an opportunity to expound on it. So I want to let everybody know that tomorrow my show is going to be on just that. They sold their soul for rock and roll, and I've got a gentleman coming on called by the name of Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's going to tell us about that. He's got a whole, I guess, 10 to 12 hours worth of video going through group after group after group and explaining all this stuff to him. So that should be an interesting show as well. So you want to hang around for that. And then Friday I've got Dahlia Wasfi coming on, Dr. Dahlia Wasfi, who's going to tell us she's got family over in Iraq, and she's going to update us about that situation. So with that, that's my guess for later this week. I don't have any today, but again, I'm going to expose somebody, so you got to stick around. I'm going to preface that a little bit, and it's kind of like a drum buildup. Before I get into that, I want to this article that was handed to me. Google's goal is to organize your daily life. Google's ambition to maximize the personal information it holds on users is so great that the search engine envisages a day when it can tell people what jobs to take and how they might spend their days off. Doesn't that make you just feel warm and fuzzy? Eric Schmidt, Google's chief executive, said gathering more personal data was the key way for Google to expand, and the company believes that it is the logical extension of its stated mission to organize the world's information. How comforting. Asked how Google might look in 5 years' time, Mr. Schmidt said, "We are very early in the total information we have within Google. The algorithms will get better, and we will get better at personalization. The goal is to enable Google users to be able to ask the questions such as, what shall I do tomorrow? And what job shall I take?" Yeah, I'm not going to read any more of this, but that's just what I want to do. I want to ask Google what I should be doing on my daily private personal life. And I want to ask them what job I should take. Give me a break. Where is this place going? Okay. Off that subject, now that I've got a warm and fuzzy feeling for you, again, I'm going to expose somebody on my show today, but before I do that, I have to preface it. When I was doing a little bit of research this morning, you know, to put my show together, and I ran across an article that I'm going to read quite a bit of. This is prefacing this individual that I'm going to expose. This article is by Ted Lang, and it gives us a good observation of where we're at in the world right now. And the article is called Truth Defectors. So let me get started with this. And remember, this is all leading up to exposing somebody. And this somebody, I'll give you a hint, is in the media, okay? And maybe by the time I get through, you'll be able to figure it out who it is. And if you can't, then I'll tell you. But for right now, let's just keep the drum roll going, and I'm going to start with this article. The truth, much maligned and more than occasionally embarrassing and often even downright accusatory and therefore threatening in nature, is so inconvenient and stifling to deceivers that they will do virtually anything to contain it. But the truth cannot be contained. The truth will always surface in spite of the seemingly endless and unlimited creative attempts to paint over its opaque lies and judgment-blinding distractions. And perhaps there is a lot of truth in what the Nazis and other professional criminals have said. The bigger the lie, the easier for the people to accept it. And if you are going to steal, then steal big. Eventually, when the deceivers are safely retired or in their graves, the eternity of truth wins out. These assessments concerning truth can now be observed clicking magnificently into place, for in order to steal big and in order to lie big, the American criminal state and its current criminal Bush regime must do more of both in order to continue to prop up the house of falsehoods they have built with their cards of death. Most disconcerting, as is always the case with the rogue state and its criminal regime, is the rapidity and virtual blizzard of horrific programs and policies generated to control the people and to contain the truth. These are issued so fast and furiously that it is almost impossible to recognize and assess one fiat before yet another egregious outrage is visited upon the unsuspecting and unprepared populace. Boy, are we not in the middle of that, gang. And even if the programs, policies, and unjust laws of the criminal state can be quickly and accurately interpreted, deciphered, and reviewed as to the potential harm, injustice, or the massive and potentially violent retribution that may result and be thrust upon the innocent and unsuspecting citizen subject of such a state, in all likelihood, a mass means of communication will be at their disposal as well as advance and propagandize their agenda. Control of the press, communications, and information has always been priority number one for the criminal police state. Now, I'm going to skip through this. This is a very, very, very long article, guys. I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to skip through some of it that I don't think is really pertinent. This bias and politically correct template was first pointed out by none other than Rush Limbaugh. And no, this isn't the fellow that I'm exposing, by the way, in case you're wondering. And back then, as a Republican and a ditto head and a subscriber to the Limbaugh letter, I too could see a liberal media bias, and described and documented by Bernard Goldberg. It was indeed a, quote, leftist bias that operated within a complete and total lockstep precision and harmony in its support and protection of the Clinton regime. But now there's a problem. This same, quote, liberal media is now protecting the regime of George Bush, in parentheses, moronis horribilis. Of course, it can be said in defending the mass media that former Republican National Convention Chairman Ed Gillespie announced a massive change in purpose of the GOP back in 2003. And that change now, quote, liberalizes the GOP to where the mass media lovingly embraces their programs and policies. And yes, initially Limbaugh did indeed experience grave concern and voiced his brief disagreement at the time. His disagreement was very, very brief. Cha-ching, cha-ching, I again offer this redundancy to point out and emphasize not only the futility of political labels, but the inherent and dangerous stupidity in relying upon and identifying with these as well. It is tantamount to playing with a loaded gun one is unfamiliar with, or wandering purposely into a live minefield. The fallaciousness of political labeling is no longer just a bias-based distraction. It has now progressed to where it is downright dangerous and most definitely akin to the stark examples offered. Our nation and our freedoms are almost all gone, and what Mr. and Mrs. Lazy, Uninformed America are now being asked to do by our dangerous alien mass media is to focus on who gives the best speech and talks the best talk. You see, they don't take the time to look anymore, folks. They don't take the time to look at a person's voting record. What they do is they listen to how they talk and how they dress and how smoothly they perform, and that's the mistake. Let me continue here. The time for fancy speeches and plain talk are long gone. The Constitution has failed us. It has been replaced by the Federal Reserve Act. The Income Tax, the U.S. Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and gun control. The Waco massacre was launched by the American criminal state under Clinton to secure funding justification and support for the BATF, and also violently discourage the formation of armed citizen militias. An unarmed citizen is a criminal police state's best uninformed subject. Recent information video posted on Rents.com offered that 96% of the world's news media are owned and operated by, I'll leave that out. And it went so far as to itemize the six huge corporate conglomerates that make up the American news industry. Rupert Murdoch, owner-operator of Fox News, was number five of the big six. Think about that for a moment. All our views, opinion, and politically correct self-hatred and anti-Christianity and our resultant national destruction are controlled by six particular men. It is unfortunate yet completely understandable that the American mainstream corporate establishment, mainstream mass media, leans sympathetically towards any and all programs, policies, and unjust practices of a deadly regime of Israel. Propped up by the Holocaust. And by the way, before I continue any further with this, okay, I am not pointing a finger at anybody. What I am doing, folks, is I am reading an article by a gentleman by the name of Ted Lang. Okay, I'm not pointing a finger at any group, sect, religion, creed, or color. I'm just reading what this man says. And a lot of what he says ties in with where I'm going to go next and who I'm going to expose. So just bear with me. Let's see, I'm going to skip over this part. And go into left-wing liberal Democrats and progressive publications and media entities, including those on the Internet calling themselves the alternative media, continue to spout political label nonsense, as evidenced by The Nation calling Fox News a, quote, conservative cable TV channel. There is nothing even remotely conservative about Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. We all know that, folks. That term is now a dead issue. It's been so badly corrupted in precisely the same horrific manner as is the case with the term liberal. There is nothing liberal about liberals. Liberals have fought and struggled for decades to suppress the liberties of individuals by advancing their agenda of big, powerful, beneficent, and highly centralized one-size-fits-all government to ensure that nothing but goodness is firmly and forcibly established for all citizens of our nation. We'll go to a break, and then I'll continue this. This is going to take a while. And I also want to mention to you, I'm going to open the phones up second hour, so please don't call in before the second hour, folks. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, CN3. I'll continue.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here. I'm going to continue with this article about truth. It's going to go on for a while because this is a preface to what I'm going to get into next. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about this ministration. We're talking about what they're doing to cover it up. And then I'm going to expose somebody in it. But you got to stick around to find out who. Classic liberalism was about the power and sanctity of the individual. Do we have this today? Bush and his criminals have easily hijacked America and its freedoms due to the highly centralized state created by liberalism. And Bush and his programs and policies are neither liberal nor conservative. And neoconservatism is neither neo nor conservative. In fact, the Bush regime is not even right-wing or neo-Nazi, in spite of the fact that the Bush crime family derived their wealth and power from Hitler and the Nazis. Hitler believed in Deutschland über alles. Does Bush believe in America overall, or is he committed to the North American Union, Israel, Zionism, and its New World Order? These international political agendas and institutions, from a true American's point of view, are not right-wing Nazi, they're left-wing communists. The exposure of one criminal act after yet another, one act of corruption after another, and the unending and growing list of war crime atrocities, as well as senseless acts of brutality and torture against defenseless captive and civilians, emulating the type of Nazi fascism and racism now also on display as perpetrated by Israel against the Palestinians, and also by the communist proclivities of the criminal Bush regime here at home, require a nonpartisan solution. And that solution is Congressman and physician Ron Paul. He is not only what the people of this once great republic have summoned, he is, in fact, a doctor. And criminal Bush's partners in crime, the GOP gangsters of politics, the criminal alien media and its loudmouth employee stooges, and that 9/11 criminal Rudy, the WTC forensic robber and recycler Julie Annie, want Dr. Paul silenced and off the debate circuit. This is exactly how the Nazis seized power in Germany. Anyone who attempted to voice the truth was immediately silenced, publicly beaten, or threatened by mob violence and even death. And this is precisely how Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly, in the true tradition of Hitler's Nazis, are behaving now. Fox News and its owner, Rupert Murdoch, through his employees, are by proxy loyal to only Israel, and therefore the concept of a communist New World Order under Zionist government as set forth in the writings of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. This is where Hannity and O'Reilly's real loyalties are, yet they probably don't even know it. They are completely disinterested in the future of this nation and its people. They believe that loyalty to a man and a political party substitutes for loyalty to God, our Constitution, and one's fellow countrymen. And serving as their excuse and justification, they outrageously discredit anyone who questions the morality and honesty of the present occupant of the White House, offering that such a magnificent, beneficent, and great man as the President of the United States could never be guilty of any wrongdoing. In fact, in their self-denying opinion, even thinking about such a possibility is, in and of itself, a crime and a sin against God. They have worked themselves up into such a lather of self-denial that they falsely and deliberately label anyone who disagrees with them not only as an Iraqi war defeatist, quote, liberal, but also a traitor to America. They have put the GOP and Bush on a pedestal. Their motto should be, Gott mein's uns. They are American Nazi defending a communist president who also happens to be a moron. A short while back, I celebrated Dr. Paul's entry into the presidential campaign. In that writing, I offered that Dr. Paul's primary contribution would be to launch some meaningful debate, thereby addressing at least some of the staggering governmental issues facing our nation today. Consider, if you will, the sheer, massive public outrage that would have occurred only 5 short years ago had the subject of torture come up. Two of the candidates were actually discussing torture methods, and one even evoked the name of a Hollywood-created fictional character, i.e. Jack Bauer, to bolster his choice of methods of now accepted torture. Is this to be believed? And torture is not only accepted as a normal policy and program in today's United States, it is now accepted subject matter in a presidential debate as well. And I'll add here, this is outrageous, folks. And again, I'm leading up to something. I'm going to expose somebody here in just a bit, so you've got to stick with me. And because this, for the most part, again, this article is written by a gentleman by the name of Ted Lang. And I want to emphasize this again. These are not my writings, and I'm not saying that I necessarily agree with every word that he says, but I am reading this pretty much as it stands. Because we have a major, major problem in this country, and it is the shadow government, the Bush administration. But where is there any real outrage as concerns the Fox News-managed debate? The outrage is now being directed at the sole, single, solitary, and unquestioned winner in the debates thus far, Dr. Ron Paul. I admit, as I had stated in an earlier effort, that the only reason Dr. Paul should enter the race is to simply add some modicum of logic and reason to the usual political manure-slinging circus that elections and their campaigns have plummeted to. I never, in even my wildest moments, dreamed that Dr. Paul would ace the debates. But just look at what happened. Okay, I'm going to continue with this when I get back from the break. Got a long segment coming up. Another half hour of this. I'm going to expose somebody here. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I'll see you in three. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'm in the process of reading an article called Truth Defectors. And it's a preface coming up on the second part of my program, which is going to expose a media figure that is up and coming here and the reason why she's up and coming, at least in my estimation. Well, I just gave you another hint. It's a she. It's not a he. So it's not Hannity. It's not Bill O'Reilly. And it's not anybody else in the male category. So keep guessing. Even the media criminals at Fox News have lost it. After smugly concluding that they and their fellow know-it-alls could smear Dr. Paul and lay waste to his efforts to save America, they decided to prove their superior and towering intellectual capabilities by demonstrating their political clairvoyance in an after-the-debate public opinion poll showing how right they all were. Remember that, folks? Okay, the Fox debates last week when they had the call-in poll. You had to text in your message. Interestingly, they didn't have any. You couldn't do it on the internet. You had to do it on, and I think it was only AT&T cell phones, because I couldn't voice my vote with my T-Mobile bill or T-Mobile phone. But they had they had a public opinion poll to show how right they all were. But here's where it gets good. Their polls all contradicted them, thereby causing a level of horror and agonizing terror they were completely unprepared for. Their solution? They did what the American criminal media always does best. They pulled the poll and made it disappear, hoping for an immediate memory loss on the part of their viewers. They censored their own opinion poll. Is that not astonishing? Talk about a newspaper mentality. And when the gangsters of politics, the GOP, saw the astonishing results, might it have been considered that perhaps, just perhaps, Ed Gillespie's proclamation in 2003 that the Republican Party was drastically changing its focus was the wrong move? Have they already forgotten the midterm elections of only 6 months ago when Democrats swept up the votes of the American people? To be certain, Democrats and Nancy Pelosi have already forgotten. The loudly squeaking wheels of our rapidly collapsing and destroyed American Republic are now identified as the very elements of our demise, the media and partisan politics. Loyalty to the Constitution is no longer a concern. It was only offered by Rush Limbaugh as the, quote, greatest document ever written, unquote, when criticizing, quote, lefty Bill Clinton. It's just like Gillespie's words that reverence was instantly lost when the current occupant of the White House, hailing from the GOP, offered that Limbaugh's, quote, greatest document was just a GD piece of paper. As far as I'm concerned, the presidential candidates in both parties, save one, are all a bunch of GD phonies and losers. Instead of debating our constitutional freedoms, which Dr. Paul is eagerly waiting to air, we have to listen to discussions on torture methods and how Rudy Giuliani lived through 9/11 and saved 8 million New Yorkers from certain death. What a guy. The corrupt criminals and their criminal media can't deal with the truth, and the truth is now here and among us. We have the real, quote, doctor of democracy, unquote, now in the House. And if the truth defectors in politics and the media would just shut the hell up and get the hell out of the way, the good doctor might be able to get to the patient before it's too late. Theodore Lang. Well, now that's quite prophetic, folks. We've got a situation here where we are, well, this entire country is ultimately collapsing out from under us. And we have a complicit media helping this shadow government and the powers that be do it. Now, I had to read that. I mean, it was just perfect to enter that in here, because next up, I'm going to play a clip for you that really, and I don't know about you guys, but this really just stuck in my craw last week, because of those of you listeners who know me and have been listening for quite some time, you know how I feel about Fox. Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly. I literally got to the point where I picked up my TV and, well, I didn't throw it out, but I gave it away because I was so sick of these people. Matter of fact, I just turned around about a month ago and bought another TV. And I was home watching a movie last night. I was watching three of them on AMC, and I was scrolling through the guide, and I saw Hannity and Combs and O'Reilly. And, you know, I just, it's everything I can do to click on to watch them. I just can't do it. So what I'll do is I'll see clips from them on the Internet or so forth when it's pertinent to a show that I have coming up. But otherwise, I don't even deal with these people. These people are so far into spin and so far from the truth and such paid media shill whores that they nauseate me, literally. And there's another up-and-coming one here that I'm going to play a clip from, and this is on the subject of Ron Paul's debate. Now, a lot of you may have heard this before. This show is for skeptics, for new listeners, for people that would have any doubt whatsoever that there is an agenda going on here, there is a new world order. You know, there's a lot of people out there saying, well, you know, I don't know anything about the new world order, I've never heard of it, and you guys are all a bunch of tinfoil hat-wearing idiots. Well, what I've done is I've got a couple clips I'm going to play for you, and if you have that thought in your mind, this may change it. So I'm going to start with the first one here, and this is going to give away who it is that I'm going to expose. But that's okay. Let's see. And again, this is a clip that a lot of you may have heard, but I'm going to play it again, and then I'm going to comment on it. I want you to hear it in its entirety. It's about a 5-minute clip. Let's see if I got time. Yeah, I do. Okay. What happened to it here? There we go. Nope, that's not it. Bear with me a second, folks. I'm finding it. There we go. Okay. Should come up. Is it coming up, Marcus? Are you? That's interesting. Bear with me a minute, folks, because I just played this clip about a half hour ago, and it seems that somebody has pulled it. Wow. This is amazing. I've never had this happen before. Is that, you know, forgive me a second, I'm going to ask my engineer, does somebody have the capability, Marcus, of pulling a clip like that? They do? Well, and I can see why. I'm going to have to apologize here because I had this clip all set up and ready to play, and it's no longer there. And I find that fascinating. So I guess I'm just going to have to tell you about it. But before I do that, I had two other clips, so I'll go ahead and play these two clips. And then this clip that I was going to play for you, folks, I will just tell you about it. A lot of you probably have already seen it, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But evidently it's being erased from the Internet, which is fascinating. So let's bear with me a second. Let me go back in here and see if I can get it in another spot. Boy, I would really love to. I would really love to have this to play for you as opposed to just tell you about it. There we go. Let's try that one. Nope, it's gone. It's try YouTube. What I'll do is I'll play this other clip, and then while I'm playing that clip, I'll go into YouTube and see if I can find it. But I think it's gone. They've removed it. Okay, let's go back here and preface this. I was gonna play this one first, but. It looks like I'm going to have to take it a step further. Now, this clip that I'm going to play for you is basically about media propaganda and what they have been doing to us. And I want you, this is a seminar that was being conducted that has a whole lot of mini clips that were being played, and it was put in order. So a person that is just coming into the, to an awareness of the truth can, you know, take bits and pieces from many different types of clips, put them together, and see what's going on. So let's try that one and see how it works.
All of this was brought upon us in a single day, and night fell on a different world.
To those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, my message is this. Your tactics only aid terrorists.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
And then, as a student at Georgetown, I heard that call clarified by a professor named Carol Quigley.
So again, this was Clinton's mentor. This is many of your Rhodes Scholars. They go over to Europe and they learn about how to bring about, how to infiltrate, how to bring in the New World Order, global governance or world government, or whatever you want to call it.
President George Bush has talked time and time again about the New World Order. And this is the best chance to begin to establish the new world order.
The chief of safety of the fire department of New York City told me he received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And according to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building.
We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2. With that, we will leave you and turn it over to Dan Rather.
In addition, to the two World Trade Centers, each hit by an aircraft, and then there were subsequent explosions. Hard to know whether these were explosions planted in the building. The fact that both of the World Trade Center buildings collapsed would indicate that there were perhaps pre-positioning of explosions.
It was very much like a controlled demolition when you look at it, because the building essentially fell almost vertically down, as if someone had deliberately set blasts to take place to cause the building to fall vertically downward.
45 minutes into the taping that we were doing, there was an explosion. It was way up where the fire was, and the whole building at that point bellied out in flames, and everybody ran.
I was about five blocks away when I heard explosions, three thuds, and turned around to see the building we just got out of, antenna tip over and fall in on itself.
Joining us now on the phone from New York is Steve Evans, who was, I believe, in the building at the time. Steve, what can you tell us about what happened this morning?
Well, running away very, very quickly, there are more explosions further down the building. Then there is a fire and an explosion about 20 stories further down. I was at the base of the building when it happened. There was one huge bang and the building physically shook. Then two or three bangs and the building again shook and people came screaming past me.
And then all of a sudden it started like it sounded like gunfire, you know, bang, 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 and then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
I could have added many, many more clips about secondary explosions that took place in the building. This was an eyewitness that I talked to. I told him I wouldn't use his audio tape. He had just been to a funeral that day and many others, because he and 11 of his fellow firemen had been up in that tower. He and a buddy got out. 10 of them died in the building. They were buried in the debris outside.
All that's left of the 757 appears to be small pieces of debris.
Military sources denied that it had been shot down.
Rescue crews say the impact so great, the plane nearly disintegrated.
Debris here is spread over a 3 to 4 mile radius.
Military sources denied that it had been shot down.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves. Away from the guilty.
Okay. The only malicious lies and conspiracy theories are being put out by this administration, and they're putting out to do everything they can do to cover up what they've been doing. Now, that clip that I just played for you comes from mainstream media, and yes, it's just a menagerie of clips, but I wanted to point a few things out here that Gary Hart, there was a clip from Gary Hart that was talking about using this catastrophe for what George Bush's father had said about the New World Order. Dan Quayle, the then vice president under George H.W. Bush, mentioned the same thing. There was several clips in there regarding their interviews from prominent reporters. Dan Rather was in there, that there were indeed bombs that were going off in the buildings. So this is coming from mainstream media. The problem with these clips is that they're played once and then they vanish, because it takes these people time to put their lie together. Thankfully, there are people out there that are on top of this, and they grab those clips and they put them in archives so that they can't be erased. Just like this clip that I was going to play for you here before I played this clip. This clip, it looks like, has been erased. Now, I'm going to try once again here to start this, because I was going to play that one first and this one second. Because this is a comment that was made. And who I'm talking about here, folks, is Josh Gibson of Fox News and also Michelle Malkin, who is a woman that 5 years ago was an unknown. And she now appears consistently on Bill O'Reilly, okay? She has her own site, and she was commenting on, and this is what really offends me, and it should offend most of you that know the truth about 9/11. She was commenting that people that believe like we do, people that believe like Charlie Sheen, like Alex Jones, like Rosie O'Donnell, that we have some sort of virus. It's a 9/11 virus, and they go into, you know, trying to tie that in with the liberal Democrats. Well, you know what? I'm not a liberal Democrat, nor am I a Republican. I am a constitutionalist. And so what they're trying to do is spin this whole thing. Now, I've got a break coming up here shortly, but I'm going to try, just for the sake of... There we go. Okay, I think that I'm going to be able to play this. Let me try it again. Have you got it turned down a little bit, Marcus? Yeah, I'll have to set this up again and play it in its entirety, and I will do that during the break. But it looks like we're going to be able to do it. I found it here. So give me a second here, folks. Let me set this up again. I'm very happy to be able to play this as opposed to talk about it, because you'll see what I'm saying. I don't want to leave anything out. And I lucked out and found it. So we'll take a break. I'll be back in three, and then I'll play this clip for you. So stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. It's going to get really good in a minute, folks. Stay here.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got about enough time, I think, to play this clip. So listen to it in its entirety. We'll go up to the top of the hour, and then I'll comment on it. Then I'm going to open up the phone lines. I've got one more clip to play, but we'll open the phone lines. So hold on. Here we go.
The big outrage, presidential heavyweight Rudy Giuliani versus Congressman Ron Paul. The duo's 9/11 contest got a little spicy at last night's GOP debate in South Carolina after Paul suggested that the U.S. actually had a hand in the terrorist attack.
They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. We've been in the Middle East. I think Reagan was right. We don't understand the irrationality of Middle Eastern politics.
As an extraordinary statement, as someone who lived through the attack of September 11, and we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11. I would ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he didn't really mean that.
And that was Republican versus Republican. According to a recent Rasmussen Report poll, 35% of Democrats think President Bush knew about the 9/11 attacks beforehand. The so-called 9/11 truth movement has already infected people like Rosie O'Donnell and one in three Democrats and many other Americans, evidently, including Congressman Ron Paul. With me now, Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist Michelle Malkin. So, Michelle, this stuns me. It wouldn't have stunned me had it come up in the Democratic debate, but it's a jaw-dropper to see it in the Republican debate.
It is, and it doesn't belong there. And I'm glad that this moment provided great TV for Fox News. It was a very instructive exchange, but Ron Paul really has no business being on stage as a legitimate representative of Republicans, because the 9/11 truth virus is something that infects only a very small proportion of people that would identify themselves as conservative or Republican. And as you say, John, this is far more prevalent, this strain of 9/11 truth or virus, on the left and in much of the mainstream of the Democrat Party, as that Rasmussen poll showed.
Why? Why do 35% of Democrats believe it, and I think it's another 26% haven't quite made up their mind about it?
Well, I think part of it is what Charles Krauthammer has famously called Bush derangement syndrome. I think that pathology has taken hold among many Democrats who would consider themselves mainstream. So anything that they could do to suspect or blame him for America's problems, and particularly the terrorist attacks, they're willing to believe. I think a lot of it is just plain ignorance. And then there's a, you know, paranoid strain on the left. I talked about this in my book Unhinged, of tinfoil hat wearers who indulge in this kind of fantasy where America bears the blame for global jihad.
You know, Michelle, Rosie talks about this stuff all the time on The View. And The View has a large audience. Would this notion be as prevalent as it is if there weren't prominent people like Rosie, Charlie Sheen, and others constantly talking it up?
Well, they certainly do bear blame for mainstreaming it. Rosie O'Donnell and Alec Baldwin and Charlie Sheen, I believe. But it's there on the internet, and these people are absolutely rabid, and they are impervious to reason or logic. And it's great that we have magazines, publications like Popular Mechanics that are out there slogging every day. There are a lot of blogs as well that have been debunking a lot of these 9/11 conspiracy theories. This war is going on places like YouTube and in social networking places, but I think it's incumbent on mainstream news outlets to debunk these people, and I don't think you see nearly enough of that outside of Fox News.
Part of this 9/11 truth movement says that the United States attacked the Pentagon with missiles, that a plane did not hit it. I have never been able to understand how the 9/11 truthers then explain where is American Flight 77.